frown on it.
Never get that. Almost every vestige of Christianity has been rooted out of this country. We've peeled off 10 commandments off of the courthouse doors, off of the schools, everything else. And they were peeled off because they were taken out of the home. Okay? If they'd been in every home, there wouldn't have been any power on this earth to get rid of them. They got rid of the Bible out of the schools because the Bible had been taken out of the home. It was easy to take it out of the schools. Okay? Chuck Colson, one of the Watergate conspirators, I'd mentioned this before and I'm going to mention it again. Some of you are hearing it twice in a row, but it won't hurt you. Chuck Colson was in a conference one time, and it was really a humanist conference, and they were talking about how to stop all the theft going on in the schools. And he finally raised his hand in the conference and said, "Why don't we put a sign up that says, 'Thou shalt not steal?'" And of course, everyone was horrified. You can't do that, and such. But the thing is, where do you find vestiges left of Christianity in America that anybody could even hold to whatsoever? You know what? You walk into Walmart, and you might walk in and hear about Grandma getting run over by a reindeer. You might walk in there and hear about, Frosty the Snowman. But I've walked in there and heard Second Adam from above. "Fill us with thy wondrous love." What a glorious thing. I heard it in Walmart. And what a glorious thing. Why would I go around and try to scrub that last little bit of vestiges of Christianity in America? Why would I try to scrub that out of our culture to get rid of it? Okay? I love that. When I was a kid, they used to say all the time, "Well, Jesus couldn't have been born on the 25th. They had shepherds out in the fields." So I had some guy tell me that about 10 years ago. I said, "Well, go on." It was Christmas Day. I said, "Go on the Jerusalem Post right now and look up what the temperature was in Jerusalem last night. It was 63 degrees.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. See? When Jesus Christ came into one place, the devil said to him, "Have thou come to torment us before the time?" Isn't that interesting? Devils know the times. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, sir.
Has it come to torment us before that? They knew the time. They knew it wasn't time. What did the devil vow? He said, "I will be like the Most High God. That's what I'm going to do." He didn't say, "I'll be the opposite. I'll see, be like him." So if the devil was to pick a day that was to be Baal's birthday, what day would he pick? He'd pick the day the Savior was going to be born. Okay? If they were going to have a day to worship Saturn in Rome, what day would the devil pick? He'd pick the day that Jesus is going to be born. He wants to be like the Most High God. And you say, "Well, what Jewish holiday does December 25th conform to?" None. There is no Jewish holiday that conforms to the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not the Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles, and later on, it'll say in the book of Revelation, God is tabernacled amongst us. When in the millennium, but that's not what the birth of Jesus Christ is. The birth of Jesus Christ doesn't conform to any Jewish feast because it is a Gentile thing. Do you realize that the Jews forbid a census? You couldn't number people. Say, why'd they do it in the book of Numbers? Every single person that got numbered had to pay a half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary to redeem themselves from having been counted. One of the worst sins David ever did was numbering people, okay? But do you realize Jesus Christ was numbered twice? At his birth, he was born into a census, okay? And he was numbered with the transgressors in his death, okay? Beginning and end, born in and died in a curse, okay? Came amongst the Gentiles, born into a Gentile system. Let me ask you a question. Some of you that you've watched your wives have babies, some of you ladies have had babies. What would you think of a man who put you on the back of a mule when you were 9 months pregnant and made you ride 90 miles? Okay? You probably wouldn't think a lot of that man. Okay? Why not just wait a week and let the baby be born? Why not?
Wouldn't that be the simplest thing in the world? A decree went out from Caesar that all the world should be taxed, okay? Well, where did the decree come from? It came from Rome. How long would it take to go across the whole Roman Empire? Libya, the Balkans, and all through Italy and up in the mountains, and it's got to go all the way to England, and it's got to go through Gaul, which is France today. It's got to go through all there. And how much time do you think they would give? Well, it'd be just like us. When does a Roman year end? The end of December. Why did Joseph stick his wife on a mule and make her ride 90 miles pregnant? Because they've come to the end. They don't have any more time. He's got to get to Bethlehem. Okay? If you want the proof that Jesus Christ was born at the end of December, there's your proof right there. There is no other excuse in the world that a man would ever put his wife on a mule, 9 months pregnant,